Hi everybody, Brian here. Today on Sunday, July 26 at 6:56 p.m. Okay, let me show you the difference between the Ethereum markets and Tether markets USDT. So here, just give you an idea of where things are at in the crypto space. Our usual four pairs. Ethereum's been on a tear lately. It's been our best pair. Can see US dollar, Bitcoin Cash been doing okay. Litecoin is negative. Bitcoin's barely positive. So, just to show you the difference here, these are the coins that came up as potential pairs to trade currently. You can see here we have ARPA. I'm working with the MotoWave a time frame here, six hours. I'm starting to like this time, but here you can see. This pair has been doing pretty good, ARPA USDT, and it's just got it took a nasty hit. Now here's the difference between USDT and XLM. So you can see here, we've had some nice upswings. This might be another potential upswing. This would be a trend right here for the last 6 weeks or 5 weeks or so. So it's a nice trend up here. You can see XLM, USDT, this is stellar. When we move over to Ethereum, you can see how it's just been a steady decline since the 15th of October, of going to say 18th or so, 17th or 18th of July. But look at the difference here. The floor has stabilized. It has not descended or broken through on the downside, unlike here in Ethereum. So that's one of the key differences between USDT as a stable coin, Tether, and Ethereum, which is not obviously a stable coin, but because of the pretty solid performance of Ethereum, it's still not to be trusted to trade against, but Tether is. So I'll show some other videos in the next little while. Here we have the same thing with Cardano, ADA. You can see here's been a nice steady decline till the 22nd, and then whammo, nice up bars earlier today, and then back down it goes. Meanwhile, here in ADA's just been since well, you can see the steady move up and only one red bar, and again the difference between that and Ethereum. So that pretty ans well answers all my own questions about why would you trade in Ethereum market versus Tether. Okay, so I just want to highlight that. Now let's check out some of the ones that were mentioned to trade, which is quite risky in the Ethereum market. Here, ADA was one. TUSD was to be traded in Ethereum. I don't think this is something. XLM's not been a good one either. So again, the idea of trading in the Ethereum market, even though you have DeFi, you have Ethereum on fire with this new version 2 out, I think you the only way to really stabilize your trading is with a stable coin, obviously with Tether, and the performance is just not there when you trade in Ethereum. Other than that, I just wanted to let you know. Let me know what you think. We shall talk to you later. Have a good day.